And then her fucking four-eyed, goofy fucking friend comes up. Guys, I don't know if you've picked this up or not, but I don't care for a mouthy woman that much. Kaylee Anthony, she disappeared too, right? Casey Anthony's daughter, didn't she disappear? That's a pretty good magic trick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the next episode of Joe Kelly's Psychedelic Experience. What is going on with you, my friend? It's your old pal Joe here, just checking in with you on a motherfucking day of the week. All right? How's it going? How's it hanging, my friend? Listen, I hope you're doing well, all right? I hope you're doing better than you ever thought you possibly could be doing. And if you're not, what the fuck? It's the beginning of 2024. Why wouldn't you be doing the best you possibly can be? Fresh year, fresh you. You might as well start on a high note. Get your fucking shit together, people. We already made it to 2024. Goddamn, can you believe it? Happy fucking New Year, people. I know I haven't put out a New Year's podcast yet, so here we are. We're in 2024, and happy fucking New Year to you, all right? We'll get to that in a moment, okay? Real quick, got some shows coming up, all right? I'll be in Standish. These are all going to be in Michigan. I'll be in Standish, Michigan, January 27th. I'll be in the great city of Flint, Michigan, February 3rd. And then we got Midland, Michigan, the 8th. And then somewhere else in Michigan on the 17th of February, all right? JoeKellyComedy.com will have all your upcoming dates and shows. And now that I'm thinking about it, I got to fucking pay my webmaster. I totally forgot and send him these new dates. So they'll be up there by the time this comes out. Promise. How's it going? How have you been, my friend? Happy New Year. Happy belated Christmas. Happy belated New Year. I hope you had a great time. I hope the holidays treated you well. And, you know, it's been the holidays and chaos, so the podcast has, you know, I'm still trying to get it figured out. If you're watching the podcast, you're going, Joe, what's with your background? You look like you're in heaven. And I am. I died. I died over New Year's Eve, and now I am in heaven, and that's where we're recording this podcast today, live from heaven. They have internet in heaven and audio transmission devices. So, thank God for that, you know. Thank God that Circuit City closed all those years ago because they went to heaven. And now all your audio and visual needs are up in heaven. It's great. There's no TikTok, which makes it a lot more peaceful. It'll be up here someday. It'll be up here when the new thing comes along and everybody gets fucking bored with the old thing. And then they ship it off to heaven. So I'll be up here TikToking in about 15 years or so. But in the meantime, we got, you know, fucking Grey's Anatomy, the complete set up here in heaven, the DVDs, you know, along with That 70s Show and Friends. We have all the Friends DVDs as well. Everything they had at Circuit City is now in heaven. So there's the background. That's why it's there. If you're listening, picture me in heaven. You son of a bitch, why would you do that? You killed me. Don't visualize my death, please. It's coming sooner rather than later anyway, so I'd rather have you not rush the entire thing, all right? Take your time with it. But, yeah, I'm operating on a green screen as I am still in Michigan, so the quote-unquote studio setup has been a pain in the ass, my friends. That's why it took so long. But anyway, what'd you do for New Year's? Did you have a big New Year's Eve party? Did you get your dick sucked? Did you get your pussy ate? Did you have any fun at all? Did you, you know... maybe start a family on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. Start it early in the morning. You get that good nut. And then 9 months later, you got a little New Year's Day baby or something like that. You know, the New Year's Eve party. I had a show. All right. I was in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and I thought we were just doing a show, but it was a whole goddamn New Year's Eve party. And what a hoot it was. I don't usually be going to those types of things, people. I don't know if you do. It's a younger person's game. It's a more social person's game. I'm not social enough to be going to fucking parties and trying to mingle with people, you know? Because this party, I didn't know anybody at this party, really. And more or less, the person who was throwing the party knew everybody. So it was still a great time. Everybody was really friendly. You know, they were older people, my age and a little older. So we all got along and had a good time and had great conversations, but I'm just no fucking good in those situations, you know? But we had fucking barbecue. That was great. There was a magic show after everybody ate their barbecue. When was the last time you saw a magic show in person, people? Why do magicians get shit on so much nowadays? That's what I was thinking, because as soon as I heard there was going to be a magic show, I was like, well, this is going to fucking suck, and this dude's going to be a fucking asshole because he's a magician. I don't know when that, maybe it's just my own idea, but I feel like there's a general stereotype of magicians that it's like when you hear there's a magic show, you just go, ugh. And I think it's because we know it's not real and it's just a trick. And as adults, we feel dumb when we can't figure out how you got that ace of spades in your asshole when it was just in my mouth. It's absolutely incredible, you know? But I used to do magic when I was a kid. That was one of the first things I ever wanted to do with my life was be a magician. And then at some point in life, I think it was that fucking Chris Angel motherfucker. I think he's the one that ruined magicians for everybody. Because you used to have David Copperfield, right? And he was a strapping young man. You know, he used to wear like three-piece suits and, you know, looked like a decent human being. And then you had David Blaine. He was a little bit, he's a weird guy. I think we can all admit he's a weird guy. But I don't think anybody necessarily had a problem with him other than him being weird. And then that Chris Angel motherfucker showed up singing songs with Korn and like, you know what I mean? Making magic goth somehow. And then there hasn't, who's been the biggest magician since then? There hasn't been one. He ruined it for everybody. And now this poor bastard in goddamn Frankenmuth, I hate him immediately because of fucking Chris Angel's fruitcake self. You know? Who am I to be judging people because Chris Angel's a fucking douchebag looking asshole, greasy looking motherfucker? You know? But anyway, the dude, come to find out, a solid guy. A very solid guy, and the magic was pretty fun. All right? So all that hate I had in my heart, I let it out. You know? I let go of it. I'll say that. I just was like, you know, why am I? I'll give this guy a chance, all right? And he did. The magic show was fine. Again, it's not like, it's just tough to be impressed by magic as an adult. And even as a kid at some point, you know, once you learn Santa Claus isn't real, you understand there, the idea of magic existing in the world as we know it doesn't really exist at all. Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, fucking magic tricks. Because that's when you used to go, how you do that when you're a kid? What'd they tell you? Oh, I'm magic. And then you realize that that sense of magic doesn't exist. There's other forms of magic in the world, people. You can perform your own magic every single day if you want to through rituals and meditation and all sorts of things, you know? You can. It's all done in your head. But then you realize this fucking guy, he's got two extra aces. And I don't know where he keeps them. I still don't understand exactly how it works. But I know he's got two extra aces, so the tricks just aren't as fun anymore. You can't saw a lady in half and put her back together. You know, once you realize that that's just an impossible thing to do, seeing it, someone do it because they use a fucking mirror or whatever it is, it's just not as fun anymore, you know? Adult magic show. How fucking uninteresting are you? Not that, like, listen, it's a great form of entertainment, but, like, if you're over, unless you're a big magic enthusiast, but, like, just to go to a random magic show as an adult, to, like, pay to go see a magician, it's like, man, you gotta be, something's gotta be wrong with you mentally, you know? You gotta be kind of dumb, I think. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful if you enjoy magic. Hey, if you like magic, go have fun liking magic. It's okay. It's okay to be a fucking simpleton and go, I'm going to spend $160 to go to this magic show at a cafeteria. You know, if you go to Vegas and you're watching one of the big shows, I wouldn't even fault you if you went to see Chris Angel's show. To be honest, if you went to Vegas, you're like, we got a day to kill. Let's go watch this fucking greasy Chris Angel guy. And then that's okay. But if you, I'm just, if you go to a regular ass magic show in just like a coffee shop or something like that, dude, it's no good. They're all the same tricks, by the way. Unless these people were, these people were doing like these massive productions and stuff like that, like the Vegas magicians, you know, everyone's using cups and balls and cards with somebody's initials on them, which I still don't know how they do. It's still a neat trick, but I know you're not ripping up the card the person wrote on. You're ripping up a different card. I just don't know how you're doing it exactly. But the concept of it, I get. So it's just unimpressive, you know? Maybe it's the showmanship that that really wins people over. But this magician, he was just a high guy, you know? He's just a high guy doing magic, doing his fucking best, you know? So, not that there wasn't showmanship, but as much showmanship as a guy who's real high and, I don't know, doesn't necessarily want to be there. That's about how much showmanship you got out of this motherfucker. But overall, it was great. But I think in my head, I think Chris Angel ruined magicians for just everybody. What do you think? Do you like magic shows out there, people? What the fuck? I hope not. It's okay if you do. Maybe your son's a magician. Maybe your son's autistic and he's a magician, so you just support him and all his magic shows. And that's okay. That's an okay thing to do. But I swear to God, if you're going out of your way to watch a fucking magic show, it's all right. Just don't invite me. Don't tell me about how good the magic show was when I see you, all right? Because I'm going to go, what tricks do they do? And you go, I fucking wrote my initials on this card. And he fucking burned the card. And he fucking picked his ass and pulled the card out, had my initials on it. And I'm going to go, oh, I don't know how it's done, but I know how it's done. You know, you can't make an elephant disappear. You can't do it. It's not a possible thing that happens in life. You can't. Things don't just disappear unless they go to the Bermuda Triangle. You know what I mean? Things disappear in there all the time. And that, Kaylee Anthony, she disappeared too, right? Casey Anthony's daughter, didn't she disappear? That's a pretty good magic trick. Boy, she should be fucking traveling the country, fucking doing that trick for disgruntled parents nationwide. But I know damn well it's harder to make an elephant disappear than an infant. So, or I don't know. I was trying to make a point there, but I guess I lost it. But anyway, it don't matter. Midnight, what happens at midnight, people? What do? We did a toast, and then I just stood around by myself and watched people kiss each other. Fucking Happy New Year, everybody. Oh, I just remember standing because for some reason they wanted us, the people, the comics who performed, there were three of us, to stand at the front of the room, give like a toast, which I don't know any fucking toast, you know? I don't do that shit. And then we did like a countdown together. So then, you know, when the clock strikes zero, it's me and this other dude just standing around a microphone, or he might have been. I can't remember exactly, but there was, you know, and Melissa Hager, God bless her, sweetest lady I've ever met in my life. I love that woman. She's absolutely fantastic. She's the one who put on the show. She's out fucking kissing her husband. So it's just us two fucking assholes. And could I have been slobbering on some random stranger? Probably. Look at me. I got a fucking haircut. You don't think I can be? I got a haircut and a pea coat. You don't think I could be fucking slobbering on somebody? I just didn't feel like doing it, you know? I didn't feel like fucking making out with somebody at midnight just to do it. And that makes me feel gay, you know? There was a point in time in my life where all I wanted to do was make out with somebody, you know? Didn't fucking care who they were, what the name was, just wanted fucking tongue in the mouth. And now I'm like, well, I don't want to start the new year with some, you know, no disrespect, but some random whore? Come on now. I got a pea coat and a haircut. I got more class than that nowadays. I bet if I had my long hair, I probably would have been eating somebody's ass at midnight. But since I've cleaned up, you know, I'm thinking about buying a Bible. And then it was, a weird thing where I'm standing at the front of this room. There's a DJ, a little dance floor. Everyone's kissing their loved ones or whoever, and they're playing, what's the song? Auld Lang Syne. Is that the one you play at New Year's? Auld, or is it Aw? Auld Lang Syne? I don't fucking know. The New Year's Eve fucking song, you know? I know it, what the song is. I just don't know exactly the name of it. Don't fucking judge me out there. I can sometimes feel you guys judging me before I put these episodes even out. And I wish you wouldn't do that, you know? I'm doing my fucking best, and I just feel your fucking judgment even before you've listened to the episode. So if you guys could fucking tone that back a little bit, I certainly would appreciate it. It helped me sleep a little bit easier at night, knowing that you fine listeners of this podcast aren't giving me a hard time every fucking week of my life. So they're playing the song. Everyone's toasting the champagne, or we did the champagne toast before midnight or something. I don't know why we did that. So you can kiss and dance, I guess. And, you know, I'm at the front where the dance floor is, and also a bunch of people, you know, they start dancing and kissing, and they're not like right next to me, but they're close enough to where I had no exit, you know? So now I'm just standing there for too long of a time while everyone's in love. And that's not a fun place to be. It had me, it just gave me a moment of I don't know. It was a moment of loneliness, which I'm completely fine with. Loneliness is a good friend of mine, a lover of mine, if you will. You know, we go way back. We go way back, and whenever we find each other, it's hot, baby. It's always fucking hot when loneliness comes around. But not at this particular moment. It just was like, God damn. Here we are again, New Year's Eve, nobody around. And, you know, I've been around people on New Year's Eve, but it's still like a lonely. It's always felt lonely, kinda. And I don't know. I don't think I want to feel that way for next year, next New Year's Eve. So whatever that means, if it means I stay home by myself so I don't have to watch people kissing in front of me, maybe I just do that. Maybe that's an easier way to avoid it. But it's just a moment where it's like, God damn, this kind of sucks, you know? Just standing here by yourself. And again, could have been slobbering some loose whore, but didn't. Didn't feel like it. Didn't want to do it. It would have been meaningless. And it felt like, I don't know, going into 2024, which is the last year of human existence, all right? I think you guys have been paying enough attention to Alex Jones since he's been back on X that this is the last year of humanity as we know it. So it would have been nice to have somebody there. That's all I'm saying. Someone who's not a, you know, just a loose whore. Maybe at least a loose whore that I love, you know? I can't love, my love's deep, but it ain't that deep. I can love a loose whore. You just got to spend time around me. That's all. Oh. Speaking of loose horse, oh man, this is my, I hope you were in love on New Year's Eve. I hope you shared New Year's Eve with someone you can't live without, that takes your breath away every time they walk in the room. You know, it's probably unlikely. It's probably, you know, you probably spend it with someone that you've been with for a while and they don't take your breath away every goddamn day, but you still fucking love them. And ain't that something great too? Ain't that something great too? But anyway, after the New Year's Eve festivities, people started to clear out. So then I felt more at home when there was less people around to kind of come out of. I was staying in the back most of New Year's Eve, people. If I'm gonna be honest with you, I was just kind of hanging out in the quote unquote green room backstage. Talking to Melissa, people who would come in, you know, the other people on the show, shit like that, the magician. Talk to Joe, the great Joe, that's what he goes by. I'm just fucking Yeah, regular jack off Joe. But as soon as people cleared out, I was like, okay, now I can go out and about and kind of mingle a little bit more. And met, had some great conversations with some fellas. You know, I got a joke about beans I've been doing. A guy loved that fucking bean joke. We talked about that for a little bit. This other guy fucking gave me an ear beating about Jelly Roll. He loves Jelly Roll. A lot of people like Jelly Roll. He seems all right. I've crossed paths with him, but we've never really, never spent time with him. I'll say that. I've seen him in person. Big as hell, dog. Big as hell. But this guy loved him. And then, you know, everybody else was great. Melissa has people helping her and, like, working for her little production company. They're all fucking great. And then there's some other lonely lady. So at some point in the night, she's been there. She's got friends there, but she ain't got no man with her, you know. And she caught a whiff of them pheromones that I was farting out of my butt. And she came just wafting over, baby, like fucking Pepe Le Pew. She just fucking picked her right up off her feet, and she followed that sweet stink right over. And we were just hanging out talking, you know. She's funny. She's like a kind enough person. I don't even remember exactly what we were talking about. It was probably like, you know, 1:30, New Year's Day at this point in the morning. I'd been drinking a little bit, you know. But we were just talking, laughing, having fun. And then her fucking friend comes up. And then her fucking four-eyed, goofy fucking friend comes up. And she's like, just so you know, nobody's going home with anybody. And it's like, we weren't even talking like that. We didn't even bump into each other. We've had no physical contact whatsoever. We've just been over here chatting, enjoying each other's company for a little bit. And you fucking waddle your little troll fucking ass over here and go, nobody's going home with anybody tonight. And I just don't, you know. Listen, guys, I don't know if you've picked this up or not, but I don't care for a mouthy woman that much. A fucking mouthy, noisy woman. I don't care for it. They irritate me. And it's the fact that you just came over and just butted. You screeched our conversation to a halt, which we're over here laughing, having fun. You probably saw that we were laughing, having fun. You're like, I'm going to put a stop to this because I don't have any fun ever. And I don't care. I said something like, well, how about, I bet I leave by myself before y'all get out of here. And she didn't like that. I just didn't fucking cower amongst her fucking bulldozing presence. So then she just started, I don't even know what she was saying. She just started going off and fucking this, that, and the other. And I'm looking at her friend and she's going, nobody knows what you're talking about right now, you know? And she's just fucking getting mouthy and getting lippy because I didn't let her fucking push me around and listen to her stupid fucking shit. I was listening to her friend's stupid shit, but she was a lot more pleasant about it. I know there's ladies who listen to this podcast, and I think I'm in the majority of dudes when I'm talking like this. I might be wrong, but either way. But at some point, it's like water under the bridge. You know, we bury the hatchet. We all have a laugh together, and we go, yeah, everything's cool. Y'all leave when you need to leave. I'm going to leave when I need to leave, okay? And so I go back to talking to the lady I was talking to. Her friend walks away. And then all of a sudden, she just starts rolling all over the floor. Just, you know, just somersaulting, fucking barrel rolling. Like, oh, you just need attention. And you don't like that your friend is not giving you the attention that you want. Or maybe she's getting a type of attention you desire, but you're so intolerable that no man wants to talk to you ever. Because of how you behave and act. And anyone who would is a weak shell of a man, which you won't respect. So you'll never be truly happy because you're just a fucking wacky, lunatic, fucking miserable person who wants to ruin people's good time, you know? So She rolled around the ground for like 4 or 5 minutes, bro. I'm not even kidding. And, you know, it was one of those things where you feel bad, but it's like, you know, I'm just laughing at her with her friend. And it's like, this ain't, you don't want your friends doing that, man. Because I know that wasn't, I don't think that was her intention, you know? What the fuck do I know? But after she got done rolling on the floor, she went and got the fucking, the backup, the hoss, you know what I mean? The fucking bruiser to come out and go, okay, it's time to leave. And it's like, oh yeah, yeah. It is time to leave. Once the big guns come out, you know it's time to go. And I'm not, you know, I'm not, it's like, yeah, y'all get out of here. I'm going to hang out with a couple more people because they've been nice. And then I'm going to get out of here too, you know? And that's what happened. Great New Year's Eve. A lot of lessons learned, a lot of valuable information I picked up on. And this is usually why I just don't go to the parties or be around big groups of people. Because shit like that happens, you know? There's just too many people. Everything's loud. You can't have a real conversation with somebody because you got to yell over the music and shit like that. And it's just not my vibe, you know? Not my vibe at all. I guess it's a form of autism nowadays. You can't just enjoy quiet without, for some reason, having a mental illness of some kind or a mental defect or whatever it is. But so I don't like loud shit. I don't like people yelling. I don't like loud music. I don't like yelling over music to talk to somebody, you know, especially somebody I don't know. But all in all, great New Year's Eve. Had a wonderful time. And Melissa Hager is fucking awesome. She's absolutely fantastic and doing a hell of a job running shows up here and around. So all in all, good time. And my sister came out too. Not to New Year's Eve, but we had two shows on Saturday. She came out. We got to hang out a little bit after the show. It was great. It was a great weekend. Great weekend of shows. Good times all around. Lots of fun. Good food. Good people. Other than the little fucking troll lady, you know, who's going to be miserable. And I forget. She said something about her friend being single. And I think I said, yeah, I'm sure as long as you're around, she's going to be for a long time. And there was her little troll friend, this look on her face of like, oh, I'm ruining this kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, I don't know why you're being this way. But there was a moment where she's like, got it. And she kind of smiled and she's like, oh, okay, I'm awful. It's like, yeah, you're awful. Anyway, that was fucking New Year's Eve, people, in a goddamn nutshell for me. And I don't know, you know, it's been a pretty slow week, I guess. I haven't been paying attention to nothing other than the New Year's shit and doing the shows. But, like, here's the New Year's, people. Everyone's got goals, resolutions, right? That's the thing you do on for the New Year is you come up with goals and resolutions. But here's the thing that people don't do. Here's the thing, a little tip from Joe. And I don't know where I heard this. But the thing with goals and resolutions and New Year's Eve, a lot of people do that shit. A lot of people do that shit for New Year's Eve. They go into 2024 or whatever new year it is. They go, I'm going to change my life. And these are things I want to do and stuff I'm going to achieve. But they got no plan, people. Make plans on fucking New Year's Eve. Don't just have wishy-washy ideas and hopes. Because that's what, you know, that's what it is. What is a goal without a plan is just a wish. You're just hoping something happens to you, man. So, rather than doing all the New Year's Eve resolution bullshit, you know, write a fucking plan out. And it's okay to start a little bit late. It don't work. It don't have to be the first. It don't have to be the 31st. Just understand, if you got goals, if you got things you want to do with yourself this year, fucking make sure you know how you're going to do it. Other than they go, I'm going to lose weight. It's like, okay, great. How? Yeah, I didn't think that far into it. I just thought I'd change everything about the way I live. And that don't work most of the time. You got to take small incremental steps towards change. So that's my advice for you going into 2024 is fuck the goals, fuck the resolutions. Make a goddamn plan, my friend. Make a goddamn plan, all right? Let's get you the animal video clip of the week and get you on your way. A little quick podcast to get you back into the swing of things, all right? We'll be more regular with these. You know, it's the holidays, so, you know, you're drinking more, so you're never regular anyway. I do my podcast based on my shitting schedule. It has been irregular the past couple weeks. I'll tell you that much right now. Anyway, this video, a long video. If you guys got some time to kill, this is a 15-minute video, people. Usually we give you the clip. It's called the animal video clip of the week. But in the scheme of life, 15 minutes is not that long. Just a clip, just a moment. But anyway, so these guys, it's a couple of bears, right? A couple of bears, a male bear and a lady bear. Or maybe they live in one of these fucking Democrat cities and they're both man bears. But because they're in nature, I'm going to assume it was a male and a lady. All right? So these two bears, they're making love. They're making some sweet, tender bear loving, all right? And then, I don't know if it's this lady bear's boyfriend or just, you know, the alpha bear on the block. He starts wandering up behind these bears while they're fucking because he ain't happy about it. He ain't happy that somebody's getting some bear pussy that ain't him, all right? It's very similar to this fucking lady's friend now that I think about it. This guy, this fucking bear wanders up, and while these two bears are making tender, sweet love, you know, enjoying each other's company, and he just fucking bites the goddamn dude from behind. Like, hey, if I ain't going to be getting no pussy, ain't nobody going to be getting no pussy, you know? So then they fight for 14 and a half minutes over who's going to get the pussy. And I believe by the time it ends, the pussy is gone. So that's a little lesson for the fellas out there. Fellas, it ain't worth it, all right? It ain't worth it. Because by the time you get it all figured out, it's going to be gone. So don't be getting in a fucking bloody war over some lady. Unless you really love her. If it's your lady or your mother or your sister or something like that. But if it's just some broad you're fucking next to a river, fucking let him have her, dude. Let him have her. It's okay. She ain't going to be yours forever. Clearly, if you're fucking her by a river, that ain't classy. Unless you're married and, you know, your kids are fucking, you know, swimming in the cove and you got nowhere else to fuck but besides a river, then go for it. Then if a guy comes up and tries to fuck your lady, fucking drown him. You know what I mean? Fucking take care of him. Do what you got to do. But if it's just some loose whore, fucking don't fight about it. Ain't no reason for it. Because again, by the time the fight's over, pussy's going to be gone. Thanks for checking out the podcast this week, everybody. Hope we had a little bit of fun, all right? Real quick, the shows I have coming up. I will be all in Michigan for my Michigan fans, which I think there are very few of you who listen to this podcast. But everybody else, I'm still doing shows. I'm not really dead. I'm not really in heaven. I'm still doing some comedy. Standish, Michigan, the 27th of January. February, I got the 3rd in Flint, the 8th in Midland, and the 17th in goddamn Cass City, Michigan. And got some other stuff in the works right now, too. JoeKellyComedy.com. We'll have all your upcoming dates and shows because I'm going to email my buddy right now. And we'll get all that squared away. But hey, Happy New Year, everybody. I hope the holidays treated you well, all right? I hope 2024 is going to be a great year for you. Do your best to make it a good year, all right? Because it really depends on you more than anything else. And fucking do me a favor. Do me a favor this new year. Take care of yourself and take care of somebody else, all right? I'll catch you around real fucking soon. Later, my friend.